And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. Filling in for Brandon Disney is the lovely and talented
Miss Michael Valdivia.
There you go.
Thank you.
Brandon is having a moving experience today.
Yes.
He's moving stuff from one of our old stores to one of our new stores, and then moving his brother down to Tucson.
Soon we'll have stores down there. I'm very excited.
Five stores coming up in Tucson as well. So.
Very cool.
Global domination by data
hackers. We mentioned earlier a virus hoax. One of many was the teddy bear virus, the JDBR, whatever the heck it was. JDBGMGR.exe file hoax. Robert writes in, you've heard of this, but I fell for it and notified everyone about it. Now I have to notify them again. So I thought it'd be worth mentioning on your show. Robert, actually, that hoax we talked about a bazillion times because it came out in, oh my goodness, 2 years ago.
Long time ago.
Seven languages inside of a two-week period, I believe, that it was circulating the globe in Spanish, in English, and all these different dialects, and causing people throughout the world to delete files off their computer that they actually needed.
It had no prejudices.
Is this a great country or what?
Hey!
Let me tell you something. Continue with those emails. Let's see, we had a couple others here we want before we go to our Geek Speak and so on and so forth. SMSS, we did to do. Cindy wants to know, is how an email virus attachment that was never opened but forwarded can cause something to open up on your computer.
It's tricky.
Gets a little technical here, but Cindy, what's happening is these guys that write these viruses take advantage of what are called vulnerabilities. And these are things that are discovered in Windows that that can specifically allow programs or one piece of software to launch something else. There's actually a patch that Microsoft puts out there that basically keeps it from happening so that a web browser option, when you click on something, it cannot launch a program on your computer because of the possibilities of negative things that can happen. So if you've not been to windowsupdate.microsoft.com for a while, you probably should do that because that'll make sure that your vulnerabilities are patched, and it's most likely the fact that you're seeing stuff auto-launched around emails. That's most likely what the problem is. So again, anyone out there, if you haven't been there in the last 30 days, windowsupdate.microsoft.com. You'll have it in the follow-up notes.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, earlier we talked about Omnify, and I said omnify.com. I was incorrect. It's omnifymedia.com. So if you want to see that really cool MP3 device that we talked about earlier, Omnify Media, and if you're a newsletter subscriber, you will get all this stuff in the follow-up notes.
Yes, you will.
Speaking of newsletters, yesterday's newsletter went out and had a cool tip on saving time that I think a lot of new people to the internet probably don't know about.
Yes, there is, when you're browsing the internet, you're searching for something in particular, especially if you know what specific word you're looking for because you know it's in that paragraph or whatnot, it can be very time-consuming. So
you put that word into Google.
No.
I'm saying you put whatever you're looking for into Google, brings up this list, you click on the first one, and there's this page with stuff everywhere.
It's like 100 pages worth, or one huge long page.
And you know you want that word.
Yes.
But how do you find it on this page?
Exactly. So, what you can do is you just hit Control and F at the same time, the F key, and that brings up a search window box, which is also available by clicking on the menu and going down, but this is a lot quicker.
Shortcut.
So you hit Control F, it brings up the window, you type in your word or phrase, so it can be a phrase as well, it doesn't have to be one word, and not only will it find that specific instance, the first one, but it will highlight all instances
one at
throughout.
A time. You say next,
yes,
next, next.
Exactly.
So it'll keep showing you everywhere on the page.
So it'll show you the first one where you're if you're located at the top of the page, it will show you the closest one to the top, and then you click next. And down and down, and there you go. You find it.
Really helpful if you're looking for information in what are called forums, where people just post their information, and those can be really, really super long, especially if somebody gets a little overzealous with their typing.
Or if you're studying for school.
Right.
And
a lot of universities
get,
have a certain
person.
Lots of content.
Professors.
Out there. Check that out. Control F. Anytime
Very
you're
cool.
surfing the web, you want to find something. Control F. Right.
Yes.
F. Find.
Yes.
That's why Microsoft's pretty sharp, aren't they?
Huh?
All right, let's do our Geek Speak of the Week, shall we?
Yes.
Hang on, let me see. Brandon's not here. He normally does this.
Yes.
How about this?
No.
No?
But
how about... go ahead.
Okay. Oh, there. That's not so bad. feel like I'm on a game show.
Yeah.
Okay, the Geek Speak of the Week for this week is Upload.
It's bad.
And this is particularly something that I felt was important as a Geek Speak, because people like you and myself and Chris and in the world of technology constantly are using upload, download,
yes,
install. But to average users or people first coming in who aren't so computer savvy,
yes,
kind of think that's all one thing. Upload, download, install.
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
Yeah. The most common thing is download is the same as install.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I downloaded it into my computer and now it's on there. No.
So why can't I use it? Yeah.
Yes.
So let's talk about it. Let's talk about upload first.
Okay.
What's that mean?
Upload is to transfer a program or data over a digital communication such as Cox cable, a modem, even the internet, basically. And it's a link from your computer to another computer, and you're transferring your information to that their location.
You're pushing it up.
Out, yes. It is going out from where you are, yeah, and somewhere else.
And we're just assuming that the internet, they call it the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So the cloud is above us. So
yes,
we say, up,
we're uploading it to the internet.
Right, to that invisible cloud up there.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So now download, what's that mean?
That's saying the complete opposite of I want to take something from your computer and put it to mine, or from the internet, and I want to download it to Earth here on the computer.
On your computer.
So
when I download it, then I can use it, right?
Well, no. You're downloading it to your computer, so it would be as if you picked up something and picked it up from somewhere else and put it on your desk. Now it's on your desk, but it's not installed to work on your desk. It's just sitting there.
How about this analogy?
Yes, let's see.
When you get something downloaded, mm-hmm, you get a package delivered to you.
Correct.
Okay. In order to use what's inside the package, you have to open
exactly.
it up. Right.
That's
so,
a better analogy.
How many times do we hear people saying, "I downloaded it, but it's not there"?
Yes.
What you've done is you've actually taken the raw information, you've put it somewhere on your hard drive, which you probably have no idea where it is,
mm-hmm,
but you actually then have to take the next step of installing the program, which is akin to opening up the package and following the instructions in the package.
And letting it go into the operating system to function.
Anytime you download something, you then must install it in order for it to become part of your computer.
Yes.
So there's a two-step process when you're downloading.
And when you're downloading, it usually asks you, where would you like to download this? Most people just skip through that.
Yeah. They don't pay attention.
And then they're like, I don't know where it is. Make sure you know, I download it to my, I usually do it either, I make a separate folder that's called my downloads, so I know all my downloads go there. No confusion. Or do it to your desktop, because it's not hard to find. It's right there on your desktop.
The point here being, pay attention where. And if you have to physically write it down, do so.
Yes.
If you like that kind of information and you think it's simple enough for you to understand and you'd like to get that for free every week in your inbox and your email, feel free to subscribe to our newsletter. We usually have 4 or 5 items in there that are very helpful. We get a lot of people telling us that Michael's doing a great job with the tips and tricks. So check it out at datadoctors.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter right there, and you'll start getting this every week. If you want to see a sample of what it looks like, you can see that there at the subscription page as well.
Yes.
All right, we're going to go to break here. It's Ken Colburn, Michael Valdivia, the Data Doctors du jour, because Brandon's out having a movement or something.
Oh.
And when we come back, we'll talk to Don, Ben, John.